I've been waiting on the sunset, bills on my mindset. I can't deny it, getting high, higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. Good evening and welcome to the Carolyn Holt Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. Well, yesterday was Father's Day, and I didn't get to do a tribute to fathers before Father's Day, so I didn't want them to feel taken for granted or to be left out. So tonight's show is all about fathers and the wonderful and unique role that they play in the lives of everybody. Because, you know, fathers, they do get a bad rap. Yesterday in church, the minister mentioned how on Mother's Day, you can't get a reservation at a restaurant anywhere. And on Father's Day, you can get a reservation at a restaurant everywhere. And of course, he's trying to figure out why that is. And I would like to know that as well. Well, one of the reasons that fathers get a bad rap, I believe, is because they've got to figure out how to stand up for themselves. Because if they let other people tell their story and never correct the story, then it's not going to look good for them on many occasions. So if you have or would like to share a story or something wonderful about your father, you can feel free to call the show. The phone number is area code 323-293-3375. Again, that's area code 323-293-3375. We would love to hear from you because tonight's show is about embracing fatherhood and talking about the wonderful dads that are out there. At the end of the show, we're going to talk about some things that perhaps can be done. But right now, we just want to talk about some of the good things regarding dad. And over the weekend, I asked some of my male friends if they remembered lessons that their dad shared with them. And many of them did. They had some very interesting things to tell me that their dads told them, and they still remember that today. One of my friends said that his father said, "A little money will turn into big money if you just keep pecking away." Well, maybe that's true. I don't know. But his father was a business owner, and he has since taken over the business and kept it going because, unfortunately, his dad passed away. And he and his dad had an excellent relationship in terms of father and son. He said that his dad, in the end, turned out to be his best friend. And I think for an adult male to say that and give his father a lot of honor and a lot of credit for shaping him into the man that he became, I think that's the highest compliment that you can pay your dad. Because like I said, unfortunately, they don't get a lot of recognition. And I'm here to stand up for them because I had a wonderful father, and my father had both a lot of daughters and a lot of sons. But one of the things that he taught me that I never forgot and I still live by today, he used to always tell us that a man that does not stand for something will fall for anything. And I think that's some of the best advice he ever gave me, because many times you can find yourself in situations where people will tell you, "Oh, you know, everybody does this. This is the trend. You're out of the loop."
you should perhaps try this, that, or the other. And I must say that on many occasions in my life, I've thought about what my dad said, because he was very proud of his family. And he didn't allow for his children to ruin the family name. That's just not something that you had an option to do. So unfortunately, my dad passed away many years ago. But I do often think about some of the advice that he gave me and how it has served me well. My friend also told me that his father told him that your mind is the most powerful tool you have when you learn how to use it. And I thought about that, the mind being the most powerful tool. Well, it really is. And one of the things I think that, especially when men are young, that they have to learn how to do is be accountable and make their word count for something. Because I don't believe until you become an accountable person that you're actually even using your mind. So it is important, I believe, to be thought of as a person that has a mind and that they use it for really good things and for beneficial things. So if you're a young man, when you become a father, you can have something to work with in terms of dealing with your own children. And I hear many times young people say, oh, well, I'm not going to raise my children like I was raised. And I understand saying that, but the guidance and the direction that your parents give you, it doesn't seem perhaps at the time that it's in your best interest, but if you keep living and if you have a family of your own, you will be able to see that there was a lot of wisdom in the things that they tried to share. But I'm going to share with you some information I found in Essence magazine regarding dads. And I find these numbers pretty interesting and very good to support the fact that the, especially in terms of Black fathers, I think we're in pretty good condition. It says that 2.5 million Black fathers live with their children, while around 1.7 million live apart. And this information comes from a book called All In, and it's about our work first culture, because many times dads are the head of the household and the breadwinner in the family, and sometimes they are not as present as they would like to be. And so if we believe what the work first culture has to say about everything, we would believe that there's a lot of that there are a lot of absentee fathers. And this research and this information does not support that there are a lot of absentee fathers. There are some, but all fathers are not absentee. So that's good news. It also says that on love, according to the Center for Disease, it reports that Black fathers are the most involved with their kids on a daily basis. Now, when we hear the news and when we get information regarding black men and being fathers, that's not the information that we always hear, especially in terms of the media. But according to the Center for Disease Control, black fathers are the most involved with their kids on a daily basis. And that's very encouraging news. That's something that we all want to hear. It also says that 67% of black dads who live with their children see them, who don't live with their children, see them at least once a month. And this information comes from the Pew Research Center. Now, once a month may not seem like a lot if you're a child. But if you are a dad with challenges and with issues because of perhaps not having a great relationship with the mom, or whatever the reason is that you see your children only once a month, sometimes work takes you away from the home at for long periods of time. Seeing the child once a month, they have this wonderful thing now called FaceTime. So all you have to do is have a smartphone and you can see your child every day. It's no longer an absolute that if for some reason your lifestyle takes you away from home that you can only see the child once a month. They have a wonderful new apps that come out every day that bridge the gap in terms of being able to see dad and not being able to see dad. So the but the research says that at least 67% they see their children at least once a month. I don't think that's enough, but at least that's progress. It also says that our children don't need us to be superheroes. And this is talking about fathers. They don't need us to be perfect. They need us to be present. They need us to show up and give it our best shot. And I agree with that because I think some of the most balanced people in the world had the influence of both mom and dad. And there is no replacement, I believe, for that. I think mom is important and I think dad is important. And I think that we have to get rid of this notion of 50-50. Most relationships are not 50-50 because if that's all it is, then you're not going to get very much out of it. I believe relationships are 100% on both sides. You give as much of that 100% as you possibly can. And children do a lot better when they have the love and the support of mom and dad. And moms, I know sometimes we have been accused of running dad away. If that's true, we have to own that. And just like we thought he was wonderful when we had the child by him, if at all possible, it's important to have dad be connected in the event that the relationship between mom and dad does not work. And whatever you need to do to support that relationship, then do it, because it's not in terms of you and it's not about you. It's for the sake of your children. So if the dad is a good dad and just not a good husband or boyfriend or whatever it is, don't make the child suffer as a result of that, because dads are important and their influence is absolutely necessary, especially for male children. All the research suggests that for male children, it is very important to have a male figure and role model. Well, we're going to talk more about dads, but I'm going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things perhaps that fathers need to take a look at that'll help them out. Stay with me.
Mastering math can be big fun for you and everyone. Play it easy.
each and every day. Master Math, the easy way. Math Maze.
Why not turn math time into fun time with Math Maze, the new game craze? Get yours today at mathmaze.us.
Mom, now you can help your son master math and have big fun. Play it each and every day. Master Math, the easy way.
Make sure your child owns the skills necessary for success in high school algebra. Get it now. MathMaze.us. MathMaze.us.
And now you can help your daughter play it like you know you ought to. Play it each and every day. Master Math, the easy way. Say it, play it. MathMaze
cards contain both Spanish and English. Get yours today at MathMaze.us. That's MathMaze.us.
Thank you so much for joining me this evening, and welcome back to the Carolyn Holt Show. I have a great dad in there that's the engineer today, and that is great music. Thank you very much. Good choice. Tonight's show is about fathers. Father's Day happened on Sunday, and normally before the holiday, I like to acknowledge dads, but unfortunately the holiday happened and I'm sharing and giving acknowledgement tonight. The comedian Kevin Hart, he has a new book out and it's called I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons. And apparently it's a memoir about his own personal life. And he talks about his dad, who was an absent father. But apparently there were occasions that he did see his dad. But the things that took place, they were not in Kevin's best interest in terms of safety and in terms of his overall well-being. And so he talks about some of the things that challenged him to have a good relationship with his father. And from what I can tell, it is an excellent book. And I would recommend that you get a copy of it, because I think it's pretty straightforward and very interesting in terms of what can go wrong with your relationship with dad. So the name of the book is I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons, and it's by Kevin Hart. And from what I can tell from reading the excerpts, it's a great read. But I tell you, his dad had some interesting things going on. So that's something you might want to put on your to-do list if you are a dad. Many times dads are challenged. And there is an author. His name is Andrew Farabee. And he wrote a book called Knowledge for Men. And the book is about helping men do a better job in terms of being dads. And this is called 17 Lessons Men Need for Maximum Self-Development. I think that's a very interesting title, Maximum Self-Development. So I guess there's a lot of work that needs to be done. The first lesson, he says, these days, information is at your fingertips, so why not take advantage of the wisdom that others have gained? And all you have to do is do a little research, and you can have access to the wisdom being a great man first and foremost, and then becoming a great father. The first thing he says is that you will be disappointed and heartbroken many times in your life, but it's how you respond to disappointment and heartbreak that makes the difference. It says a lot of changes happen in your 20s and 30s, so don't dwell on the past. Find the lesson and figure out who you are, and then you're better prepared to enter into a mature relationship with a mate. Now, I think the challenge, though, for men is the word mate, because I think that means a lot of things to men. And one of the challenges I think that men have to meet regarding a mate is that you have to really be honest with the mate about the state of the relationship. And often that's kind of left to be decided, I guess. And it's not always clear, at least for women anyway, it's not always clear as to whether they're in an exclusive relationship with a man or not. And so I think men need to be very forthright and forthcoming. I've been told by many men that this is probably not going to happen, but I think that it cuts down on a lot of the issues. If you're forthcoming, you need to explain whether the relationship you're in with a woman is an exclusive one, and especially when it comes to being a father, because if you are single and your mate comes to you and says that she is pregnant, you have to make some decisions. Reggie Brass, who is head of My Child Says Daddy, it's an organization to help men get custody of their children. He says that the moment that a woman says that, you should embrace her and go with her to have paternity determined. And apparently that can be a challenge, because most women don't want to have to be challenged on whether you're the dad or not. But it's only fair to you, because you should not have to take care of children that don't belong to you. So this is an opportunity when she comes, if this is not a marriage and she says that she is pregnant, then do all the things necessary to determine that she is pregnant by you. You have that right as a man. So I've been told by many men that this is a difficult thing because women don't want to hear that. Well, they may not, but if you don't want to have to pay child support into adulthood, then this is something to examine. But the ideal situation is to get married and then the children. So that requires that you make some adjustment in your behavior. So just keep that in mind. If you're not ready to be a father, then you have to do all the things that will keep you from becoming a father. Just keep that in mind. The next challenge in terms of maximum self-development, it says that no amount of money should make women flock to you. Because if they flock to you because of your money, you need to run as fast as you can. And sometimes that can be considered, I guess, by men, it can be considered flattering, I guess, if women run to you. And I know that celebrities and athletes, they in particular have a very hard time here because they do have a lot of money and they have a lot of notoriety. And women do make themselves very much available to them. But like this gentleman said, that if that is the case, you need to run as fast as possible because perhaps the people are not there because they love and care about you. They are there because they love and care about your money. And they're trying to figure out ways to help you, to help separate you from your money. So just keep that in mind. The next consideration, he says that sex without emotional connection is unfulfilling and a waste of time. So stop pretending otherwise. His suggestion is if you want great sex and a memorable relationship, then that requires high level of vulnerability and deep emotional connection, not superficial hookups. Well, I guess earlier in the year, I did a show on hooking up. And the statistics, they were quite interesting because in terms of the millennials, which are very young people, their idea of hooking up is, in their mind, it solves a lot of problems. It is meaningless sex. It's just for physical gratification and you move on. And I guess if you can find a group of people who are not capable of emotional involvement, I guess that arrangement would work well. But even this gentleman is saying that hookups are superficial. And if you live long enough, you're going to get tired of doing that. If you mature, you want to settle down and create a family. And if you want to be a father, that's not the example you want to put out there for your children, is just having a meaningless sex with meaningless people. So that is something to consider in developing yourself before you become a father. The next consideration is that you need to stop watching pornography. Now, when I spoke to some of my friends and told them that I was going to mention that on tonight's show, I got a lot of pushback because apparently pornography is a billion-dollar a year industry and it has the attention of most males. Well, according to Andrew, he says that pornography teaches you to degrade women. He states that the instant gratification of porn desensitizes you to real sex, which requires and involves love, listening, and presence. And I have to support Andrew in that because the report that I just read to you that was in Essence magazine, in terms of fatherhood, your presence is one of the most important aspects of being a dad. So this is something to definitely keep in mind to, as a young person, even though it may be available to you, not only as a young person, but as a middle-aged person and even as an older man, while it may be available to you, pornography is not real sex, and it does not satisfy the deeper emotional connection that you perhaps need to have in order to be a great dad and a great father. So there you have it. And it's not something I said. You'll have to talk to Andrew if you're upset. Okay, the next suggestion is that life will separate you from your friends, so appreciate each moment you have together. He recommends practicing non-attachment. Now, I don't necessarily recommend that because I think that attachments are okay to form, but in the event that for whatever reason they are broken, it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It just means that things have changed. He said, all relationships are not lasting. They serve a purpose for a period of time. So when people are out of your life, think about the impact that they made and not about how they're not around anymore. And I think that's probably easy to say, but a little harder to do it, especially if you are a young man. But all of these lessons are to help you to be a mature man and a better dad and a better father. The next suggestion is that if you're young, excessive partying is just a way to escape reality. It can create more problems than it solves. And Andrew's recommendation is not to fill inner voids with external validation. And I would have to agree with that because if you were feeling empty when you went to the party, you're probably going to be feeling much like that when you leave the party. So it's okay to party, but not spend all of your free time doing so. The next suggestion is to pursue your passion, no matter how outlandish your passion may appear. It says that there's no worse feeling than giving up on yourself. Always know that you set your own limitations and that other people don't get to make that decision for you. How far you can go, that's your job to decide. That's not left up to others. And I don't think anybody wants to wake up and feel badly about themselves. So make sure that when giving this some thought that you don't want to be your own worst enemy. So just keep that in mind. His next suggestion is that you want to invest in yourself instead of buying material possessions that you don't need, and you're buying them to impress your friends. Now, I talk to my son about this all the time. Now, my son will be 30 years old in 2 months. And, you know, as a young man, he feels that he knows everything. And he does know a lot. I give him a lot of credit. He is a very smart young man. But it's very interesting that he often thinks that I don't know what I am talking about. And I find that very interesting because I do know what I'm talking about. And I'm trying to make life for him be the absolute best that it can be. And I often remind him that material possessions, they're just not going to provide you with a lot of happiness. And you have to trust and believe that. Andrew says that instead of just trying to look successful, you need to do something to make yourself successful. And I agree with that. If you want to become an executive, then you have to do executive things. You need to go to seminars. You need to learn business strategy. And if you didn't go to college, they offer all kinds of courses. You can do it online, or you can actually enroll in college. But the key is to not get hung up on the material part. Because material things, they don't last. So you need to keep that in mind when developing yourself so that you can have a successful career or business. Also, you need to learn the difference between gross income and net income. It says that recognize that most people that boast about their excessively high incomes are not taking all of that money home. And so one of the things that you want to remember that you don't take home your gross, you take home your net. So in thinking about that, you need to consider that if you don't have a high enough gross, then your net won't be sufficient. So work toward developing yourself so that you can command the salary that you're worth. But you have to have some credentials in order to get your desired salary. A lot of times, you know, again, we look to entertainers and celebrities in terms of the amount of money that they make. Well, they make that money because they have a special skill. And each and every one of us has some special talent. So we have to really work to develop ourselves in that area so that we can command the kinds of incomes that we imagine ourselves to make. Also, he says to stop chasing happiness through external validation and practice gratitude for what you have right now. Because if you're not grateful when you don't have anything, you won't be grateful when you do have things. People often believe that money will change them for the better. And I happen to believe that money helps you to become more of whomever it is that you are. If you want to see, I read a book and it talked about how wealthy people, how they like to visit faraway places. But many times when they visit these faraway places, they are not very nice to the local people. And they feel that it's okay to, you know, take advantage of these people who have less. So I'm saying that to say that if you're not a gracious and grateful person when you are poor, you're not going to become suddenly gracious and grateful when you become wealthy. So just keep that in mind. And it is true that money alone does not create happiness. There are a lot of very wealthy people who are very unhappy. And so don't have the goal of just becoming wealthy in mind. The goal is to create happiness in your life. And one way to do that is to have a balance in creating that balance, being grateful and gracious will help to make the contribution. Another lesson that Andrew mentions is how you react to adversity is more important than whatever the adverse event is in your life. And that's true. It's hard to deal with any kind of adversity, even if it's losing your job, having health challenges, or whatever it is. It's difficult. It's not an easy thing. But what he suggests is that no matter what happens to you, your reaction is what determines the outcome. Sometimes in life, we have a setback before we have the chance to move forward. And while that sounds good and that's deeply philosophical, it's often very hard to, and it's a great challenge to implement that thought process. But I guess I would suggest that it is true, but your reaction to anything in life is what makes the difference. So always keep that in mind. Adverse situations are going to come to you, but you have to keep in mind that how you react is what's going to make the difference for you. And this one I love in terms of helping men develop and become a man. I think this is something very important to know. It says that your body changes with age and your mindset needs to adjust. Yesterday, the minister mentioned that he was upset because his daughter for Father's Day sent him a picture of himself when he was young and had an afro. And now he is old and bald. And he was not happy having received this picture to remind him of what he looked like as a young man. Well, the truth of the matter is that, yes, our body does change significantly as we get older, and that's okay. I know for men anyway, it's a major struggle, especially as they get older, if they start to lose their hair. And I guess the challenge is to decide how they're going to handle that. And from what I can tell, they handle it in many different ways. Some men cut all of their hair off and just go bald. And I guess many men, they are not ready to make such a drastic decision because they want to hold on to their hair. And so they comb it in various and different ways in order to deal with the baldness. And then some people go out and they get, you know, toupees and different things. And I think all of those are reasonable solutions. But it's okay to embrace that your body has changed and you need to adjust your mind to the physical changes that you see with your body. And like I said, that is hard. I acknowledge that. Nobody enjoys growing old. But I guess there is a way to do it gracefully. So just acknowledge it. Okay, my body is changing. It says, you're not superhuman. You need to change your mindset and focus on developing healthy, sustainable self-care practices so that you can be around to enjoy all the hard work that you put into your life. And for men, I know that that can be difficult. Many times we've heard of men who work very hard all of their lives. And the minute they retire and start another chapter in their lives, unfortunately, they suddenly pass away. And it's, I guess it's, adjustments are hard. I guess we just have to acknowledge that adjustments are hard in life. But the whole point of working hard is so that there's enough left in the tank at the end that you can enjoy the fruits of your labor. So keep that in mind. Don't wear yourself out. It's okay to work and it's okay to work hard, but don't work so hard that you don't have anything left in the tank. Now, I have a few more suggestions by Andrew, but I'm going to go to break. And when I come back, we'll finish up the list. Stay with me.
Mastering math can be big fun, fun for you and everyone. Play it each and every day.
Master math the easy way. Sing, play, Math Maze.
Why not turn math time into fun time with Math Maze, the new game craze. Get yours today at mathmaze.us.
Mom, now you can help your son master math and have big fun. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way.
Sing, play, Math Maze.
Make sure your child owns the skills necessary for success in high school algebra. Get it now. MathMaze.us. MathMaze.us.
And now you can help your daughter play it like you know you ought to. Play it each and every day. Master Math the easy way. Say it, play it.
Math Maze cards contain both Spanish and English. Get yours today at MathMaze.us. That's MathMaze.us.
I really like that. Is that a, is it Dave? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I haven't forgotten everything, but that's a great song. And, you know, a lot of fathers do enjoy jazz. And many times when you're out there looking for gifts for Father's Day, one of the things to keep in mind is their personal side, because it's my understanding that a lot of times people just go out and buy socks and ties and golf clubs, I guess. But a lot of dads enjoy great music. So and a lot of them like I guess that's considered what, big band, something like that. Not necessarily jazz. That's more big band, I guess. So if you know that dad likes music, help him start a nice musical collection, and he may allow you to inherit it. So that's just something to think about. The next self-development technique that Andrew suggests is embracing your own unique personality. And I think sometimes this might be a challenge for men, because when they are young, they tend to want to fit in and not necessarily stand out. But I encourage you to, if you are a standout, then it's okay to be one. So don't try to imitate others, even though they say imitation is like the highest form of flattery. Well, you are uniquely made and wonderfully made, and it's okay to discover the wonderful thing about you that people will remember. So don't spend your life trying to be like some of these well-known people. The way they became well-known is because of their uniqueness that they built upon. Also, Andrew recommends that instead of spending your adulthood drifting from one job to the next, his suggestion is to spend some time on a job. He says 5 to 10 years. I don't think that formula works anymore, but he says that you should spend time refining a specific skill that will lead to greater success than settling for short-term perks. And I understand that, but 5 to 10 years is often a long time to be with one employer just to become good at something. So I don't suggest you stay that long, but it is important to develop a skill that you can market and that you can set yourself apart in the marketplace, because that's how you make a lot of money for yourself. You become an expert at something, and people will hire you because of your expertise. So it is important to spend enough time to get really good and great at things. His other suggestion is to make each moment count, because, you know, we just don't know when the end will come, and you don't want to become ill and look back over your life with nothing but regret. It's important to remember the things that supported you in the best way. So if you don't want to have a life full of regret, you have to learn how to live in the moment, because the next moment is not promised to us. So you have to keep that in mind. And if you don't want to have a life full of regret, think about the things that you did that influenced not only you, but the world in a positive way. So always do something that's bigger and outside of yourself. Okay? The next one is, you can't put a price on travel. And I would agree with that, because if you go and see how, as my mother always used to call it, see how the other half lives, you'll discover not only a lot about other people, but a lot about yourself. Being introduced to a lot of cultural things will help you to grow in ways that you never imagined for yourself. And if the opportunity presents itself to travel, don't turn it down and say, oh, you know, I can't go. I can't. If you can at all possibly go, and especially if somebody is going to pay for a trip for you so that you can be exposed to new and wonderful things, take that opportunity. Travel is it's one of those situations that teach you things that you can't learn or know if you just stay in one place. So embrace traveling. It's a very good thing. And the last suggestion that he has is one that I agree with. It's to get out of your own head and into the real world. Unfortunately, many times we think whatever it is that we think about something is the end all and be all to it. And that's just not the case. His suggestion is, don't spend so much time worrying about what other people think. While daydreaming is a good thing, it helps to solidify ideas, and it helps to bolster creativity. That's not how you want to spend all of your life. Because if you're just daydreaming and not doing anything of value, daydreaming, it won't bring you any real happiness or satisfaction. So his suggestion is that you push yourself, because you're capable than more of what you realize. And I would say that that's true for most of us. You know, but it's hard to push ourselves, because we don't want life to be difficult. We want it to be relatively easy and as stress-free as possible, which is understandable. But if you really want to be successful, you really have to put yourself out there. When you think about the people that you consider successful, consider what they had to do to gain their success, even if you don't know what it is that they had to do. But you know that they had to make sacrifices, and they had to do adjustments sometimes on the fly. And if you want to be a successful person, you're going to have to make some of those same choices. And so if your goal in life is to one day be a great dad and a great father, Much of what you will have to do is about adjusting and making adjustments, and especially once you have a family, because things just don't go in a straight line. There's a lot of ups and downs and zigs and zags and just things that you never considered will get in your way. But you have to keep persevering, because that's the only way to realize dreams and goals. And so, again, I say, I think that the state of fatherhood and manhood is in a good place. I know that the media often dwells on the negativity and the negative things about males, but I don't feel that way. I think that men are as necessary now as they have ever been in the history of the world. And it is our job to support them in as many positive ways as we can, because we're looking to create harmony, and we're looking to make the world a better place and create as much balance for the sake of our children as we possibly can. And so in order to do that, men need our support. And if you are a religious person, women were designed to meet the help of the man. And some of the most successful men and men who have done really well recognize that, and they chose good help meets. So my suggestion is, in terms of Father's Day, keep your head up, men. It's a lot better out there than you are often given credit for. And I want you to know that it does not go unnoticed. Good guys, they are out there, and I am here to acknowledge them for the wonderful job that they do as parents and as fathers. So happy belated Father's Day to all you dads out there. Take care of yourself, and I will see you again next year on Father's Day. Good night, and God bless you.
Mastering math can be big fun, fun for you and everyone. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way.
Sing, play, Math Maze.
Why not turn math time into fun time with Math Maze, the new game craze? Get yours today at mathmaze.us.
Mom, now you can help your son master math and have big fun. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way.
Sing, play, Math Maze.
Make sure your child owns the skills necessary for success in high school algebra. Get it now. MathMaze.us. MathMaze.us.
And now you can help your daughter play it like you know you ought to.
Play it each and every day. Master Math the easy way.
Say it, play it.
Math Maze cards contain both Spanish and English. Get yours today at MathMaze.us. That's MathMaze.us.